and welcome to Seeking the Gospel Truth. I'm Giselle Aguiar, and my hope is to show you how to have a personal relationship with our Savior, Jesus Christ, and that salvation is through Christ alone by the free gift of God's grace. As we come to the holiday season in the unprecedented year of 2020, from now through Thanksgiving Day, I'll be talking about gratitude and how the Word of God encourages us to thank Him every day in every way. I pray that as you hear this message, it will encourage you to read the Bible for yourself. Seek the truth. Ask God to open your heart, eyes, and mind to understand what His Spirit is trying to tell you. The episode will begin after a short message. Are you living a grateful life? Here's how to do it. Growing up Catholic, I was never encouraged to read the Bible, never mind thanking God regularly. Being Puerto Rican, we heard or said the occasional, gracias a Dios, or thank God, but it didn't really mean anything. It was just an expression. I don't even remember ever saying grace before a meal. Also, I only learned three prayers, the Our Father, Hail Mary, and the Act of Contrition. After surrendering my life to Christ and becoming born again, I had to learn how to talk to God, that is, pray, all over again. One part of praying effectively is thanking God. Before you can properly and wholeheartedly thank God, you have to realize that you owe your very existence to Him. You are not entitled to life. You are on this earth because He allowed it. Each morning, you wake up because He allowed it. Your home, family, car, food, job, you have all those things because He allowed you to have them. He gave you your skills and talents. He gave you opportunities to earn a living. Everything you have is because of Him. Here's a psalm of thanksgiving. It's Psalm 100. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Go into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever. His faithfulness continues to each generation. Oh, wow. Understanding gratitude. Gratitude is our greatest weapon against entitlement and complacency. Gratitude redirects our attention from our lack to His supernatural provision and blessings. That's a quote by Megan Lacefield of Elevate Him Ministry. And I got that from one of the Bible studies in the free YouVersion Bible app. Cultivate a grateful heart. If you can cultivate a heart of gratitude, everything in your life and the lives of those around you will shift. You can't be grateful and sad or worried at the same time. It's impossible. You begin to see people, life, and circumstances through different eyes as your heart lines up with the heart of God. Here are some questions for you. What was the last thing you thanked God for? What is blocking you from developing gratitude? Are you more focused on what you didn't get rather than what you received? Here's an exercise. Write down 5 things you're grateful for. Then pray. Start with, Lord, thank you for, then fill in your 5 things. Another prayer would be tomorrow morning when you get up, or if it's still morning when you're listening to this, say, Lord, thank you for this day, a good night's sleep. My home, my car, food in my kitchen, gas in my car, clean running water, electricity, heat or air conditioning, clothing, my health, my family, my job, etc. Remember that there are people in this world who don't have a home, a car, food to eat, or clean running water. There are people who are cold or sick. It may sound too simple or silly, but you have to realize that every little thing that you have that you take for granted is a blessing from God. Once you realize that, you are on your way to living a grateful life. If you need to, write them down and keep it on your nightstand or wherever it's easy for you to grab it and see it in the morning. That helped me get used to praying every day. Now I just pray my gratitude automatically. Psalm 107:1, and this phrase is repeated over and over again all through the Bible. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. And James, Jesus' brother, wrote in James 4:8, come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinner. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Daily gratitude is the first step in getting closer to God. If you make the first step, he'll come closer to you. You can click on over to my blog. The link is in the show notes. And I embedded a worship video for you in there based on that little part of that psalm that I read. Soli Deo Gloria. To God alone be the glory. Thank you for listening to this episode. I pray that the Holy Spirit, the author of Scripture, touched your heart to reveal the gospel truth that our hope of salvation is through Jesus Christ alone. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to reach out to me via my website or social media. I encourage you to read the Bible daily and seek the truth for yourself. I recommend that you download 2 free Bible study apps, the YouVersion Bible app and Through the Word. Friends, we are living in strange, crazy times, the last days, the end times. But know that things aren't falling apart, they are falling into place. Jesus said in Revelation 3:20-22, look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends. Those who are victorious will sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat with my Father on his throne. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches. Jesus is knocking. It's up to you to open the door. Peter told us in 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed or perish, but wants everyone to repent. Jesus is coming back soon. Are you ready? Repent of your sins and invite Jesus into your heart right now. If you don't know what to say, there's a prayer in the show notes and on my blog. Jesus said in Matthew 24:14, and the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world so that all nations will hear it, and then the end will come. Soli Deo Gloria, to God alone be the glory.